Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Drop the bass. Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of refresh smell on your boy?
What that mean?
Please, give me
my weed, all right?
That is a large bowl.
Yeah.
So ready to get started?
Full Jeff Sessions.
We're doing the Full Jeff Sessions.
That's we could do a really long podcast and call it the Jeff Sessions.
We're on the Full Jeff Sessions.
The Weedsman Podcast.
The Jeff Sessions.
Be, yeah. Well, we're gonna have to get a guy named Jeff.
Take the place of the Nugget for a while.
Yeah, the Jeff Sessions. Hashtag Jeff Sessions. I can't even say it right.
Nope.
Sounds like I said Sassoon. Sassoon.
Let me scope this bowl out. Look at how clear and clean that piece is, first of all.
Brand new.
Look at this little, like...
Mike's right, like,
I'm sad. Keep going.
No, there's stuff on the top that's burning.
Oh, that's why it was burning.
It's a nice bowl. You can corner it well because it has so much surface area on top.
Yeah. Nice wide bowl.
That is a premium piece.
It's all about girth.
That's an official Bob Marley bowl.
Yeah, Marley Nick.
Cost $10 than a regular bowl.
Ten. Try more. The bong was what, $169?
Almost two.
Yeah, dude, almost two.
That's not too bad.
Greatest feature is making Damian Marley rich.
That's all right. It's a good. Hey, if he makes quality pieces, then yeah, I'll put money in his pocket.
What's the W there for?
Oh, it's an M. It's upside down. It's for Mike Marley. WWB.
I realize how dumb that question was. But if it's facing you, you're looking at when you're hitting the bull, it's a W.
Yep.
I think they put it on back in. Okay, fine. What's the gold stripe for?
For the Rasta man. For the Rasta man.
Gold is for the honeys.
The money.
Green is for the money.
Can you look at the
fucking, what's his name? What's the pimp's name?
Iceberg Slim.
No, that wasn't Iceberg. That was the guy that got famous from that American Pimp movie.
Oh, Upgrade.
No, it wasn't Upgrade.
A pimp's love is unlike...
For double dose of pimping.
Yeah, a pimp's love is different than a regular
Bishop
love.
Don Magic Juan, wasn't that his name? The guy who befriended Snoop?
Yeah. The pimp? Bishop Don Magic Juan.
Wow, really? Come on.
What?
That's his top song in Google Play.
Who?
Three Little Birds. Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta tell you, I'm like so burnt out on every Bob Marley song. I just...
My favorite.
Every stoner knows this is track one on Legend.
I'm trying to remember the songs. Yeah, there's a couple off of Kaya album that's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing is, like, I'm sure there's... better stuff out there, but like, this is so much shit, and
yeah.
I can't be bothered. Like, I'm not mad at Bob Marley or his music or anything. Like,
I'm just mad at tourist agencies.
I just
can't
like
more.
I'd rather listen to
when we were
Dubs than straight up reggae. The like really trippy shit where they echo those drums and shit.
Well, yeah. When we were kids, I remember One Love being the theme for the. Jamaican tourism commercials.
Mm-hmm.
First time I heard that song.
Yeah, was that's it? Where I remember you know, that.
Six.
Or Caribbean Cruise Lines used it for a minute.
You know, I told you the one about the guy who goes to Jamaica and he gets off the plane. He's there on a honeymoon, right? And he's like, I gotta go use the head real quick. And he goes in, there's this Jamaican guy next to him in the
I was stoked about much talent.
Yeah.
And so he looks over at the guy, you know, pissing next to him, and he sees that he's got a tattoo on his dick. It says Wendy, and he's like, "Wow, that's crazy." He's like, "I got a tattoo of Wendy too. Is that your wife?" And he's like, "No, man. This says Welcome to Jamaica, man. Have a nice day." That joke's so old.
Now, see, I always liked this version I thought the rhythm section on this one was better.
What's this one? Oh, the Clapton?
Like, this version's more in the pocket.
Right. It's got that little shuffle to it a little bit. I know what you mean. But it's not... Well, I mean,
cultural appropriation.
It's not reggae.
It wouldn't come out now. He'd be shouted down on social media.
I can't remember who it was that Penn Jillette was talking about, but he got this idea from somebody else that he was kind of regurgitating. And he's talking about how ridiculous the notion of cultural appropriation as a bad thing is, because
is what we want?
It is.
Isn't that the result of the melting pot?
Right. It's not only part of the background of this country, it is how progress is made. When we get together and culturally pick apart ideas and go, these ones are good and these ones are not so good. If we just thought that everybody should be isolated in their own cultures and not cross over at all, then we'd probably still have Nazi Germany.
Right.
That's just the Germans. You know, they burn people. Just don't go there on vacation. What can I tell you?
Right.
I never thought before 40, I would already think I sound like an old man compared to what's coming out of the mouths of the youth.
Yeah.
Whatever, dickheads.
The youth.
Well, you know, we grow up slower, I think especially in the U.S., but culture moves faster, so it seems like it's kind of at the same pace, you know? You'd think because you can feel hipper and still be, you know, not a stuffy, quote-unquote, adult, like, you know, your classic dad from the 50s.
Right.
Still just wear jeans and a sweatshirt if you want or something, but... Everything else is accelerated to the point where you're still shut up, old man.
Cultural appropriation is pretty much what sold that bowl.
We're just going to stop having like generations anymore. It's just people are just going to be classified by year. I mean, like, he was born last year. He doesn't understand. Or he'd been born a year prior to us.
He was born before the 21st century.
Right.
So, comics. First thing that I purchased today was a long box. Because it's about time. I mean, it's about time to... I've got them kind of stacked up inappropriately. I've had, like, the last year's worth of comics not in a box. Well, I mean, they've been in a box, but they've been in, like, I don't... A box that held shoes or something.
Mm.
Just kind of randomly stacked up. And so now they're... Like, some of them are kind of warped a little bit. Some of them are super flat because they've been at the bottom of a stack of 50 comic books for the last year.
Now, refresh my memory. How many can you fit in a long box?
I'm not even sure.
I always wondered that.
Oh, I bet you could look that up. Yeah. I should know that because that's an easy way to just kind of measure how many comics you have. But then again,
right.
Sometimes there's things better left unknown.
I was just about to look it up.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm kind of curious now how many fit in your average long box. I don't know how much of a standardized size the long boxes and short boxes are. But they seem roughly pretty general.
Short boxes hold 150 to 200. Long boxes hold 250 to 300.
Derm.
Yep. Depending on cardboard thickness and thickness of comics.
But I wonder if they're getting thicker. Like, the paper is higher quality, but it's not necessarily thicker. They're just able to make better quality without having it be a super stock.
Be like annuals or long stories or like graphic novels if you put those in there. I don't know many people who do that.
Are there graphic novels in there? Yeah, you want to put those on the shelf. That's the whole reason you get them.
Right. They have the spine.
Like, there's probably... If I just had, you know, more money to throw around on stuff, I would probably buy collections just to have it on the shelf to show it off.
Right.
Because that's the thing about getting floppies is you gotta flip through it and you can't display it. I'm gonna hit this bowl now. Feel free to talk amongst yourself. Okay. So
would you do what he says in his song?
What does he say?
Would you trade a Lone Ranger for a Captain Midnight?
I don't know what either one of those mean.
I don't know how many Lone Ranger comics there were. I mean, I'm sure there must have been, right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
There's certainly a lot of, like, cowboy. They're everything comics.
Right.
It's the thing with comics. Like, comics are superheroes, right? And then now it's like, oh, I guess they can do like horror and sci-fi stuff too, you know? Like,
well,
it's
kind
of, it's genre stuff. And it's like, now comics is not a fucking genre of anything.
Yeah, they made the Vietnam ones, remember?
Comics used to be everything. And the Detective Comics was about detectives. The Action Comics was about action. And then they had, you know, what else? I'm blanking out here. Oh, Westerns. You know, Monster Comics. I don't know. Pirate Comics. Maybe that was just in Watchmen. I don't know if I've ever actually seen a pirate comic.
No. Just the Black Raiders.
It just used to be they made comics about whatever. Whatever subject. Whatever. As varied amount of different types of comics as there were now TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, it's either superheroes or it's weird shit. And that's just not, I mean, that's certainly not the case.
Yeah. Well, I mean, modern comics today, you get a little bit more variety. I mean, they're starting to hit different genres.
It's weird, though. Like, I was thinking about this on the way over here, how there are the variety of different types of comics, and the ones that are getting attention even are actually selling well enough, is growing. You know, there's kind of, especially a lot of stuff that Image is doing, like the Sex Criminals and Saga and stuff like that, where they're not even really of any particular genre, just they're kind of their own kind of thing. And the quality is definitely going up, but the number of people who are actually buying comics seems to be going down. I mean, compared to when Marvel was selling hundreds of thousands of comic books of each issue each month,
yeah,
they're definitely going way down.
But has that moved online, that readership?
It's so, nobody can really know, because Amazon controls a lot of the market through Comixology, and they, every once in a while, they'll put out charts, but you don't really know what they're making off of sales. And their numbers are all over the place, the hard numbers, because a lot of these start out at the same cover price as the floppy, but now, like, Amazon's been having a Marvel blowout that they seem to do every once in a while, where you can get a whole collection of 6 to sometimes 8 comic books for, like, $2 to $3.
When is Jeff
digital?
Where's going to be the tipping point on Jeff Bezos? Right now, everybody loves him. He's progressive. And Amazon, hey, Seattle,
the progressives love him.
Trump doesn't love him. Like, at some point, Sam Walton turned into a fucking demon. You know what I'm saying?
That's why the T-shirt billionaire, you know, he's not the only one out there. And they do it, I mean, I think part of it is out of, like, being self-conscious about being a multi-billionaire and also wanting to relate to the common man. You know,
I'm just saying,
At
some point, the narrative on Walmart went from, oh, this is great, this guy started a store in Tennessee with his family, to Walmart. Like, at some point, it's going to turn into Amazon owns everything and controls everything.
Right.
Like, you were just talking about, he controls.
I don't. Well,
he does. The digital comic book market.
Right. I mean, Amazon does already. I mean, they're already at that point, so I don't think there is a limit to it. He's managed to somehow completely divorce himself from the company in that respect, where he can talk all this shit about the progressive future that he wants to see for the country and all these radical ways that he's, you know, disrupting the industry and all that, and just remove himself from this company that's just swallowing everything in a classic corporate greedy
$5 That new Amazon. I'll bet you $5 that new Amazon headquarters ends up in Texas.
And it's because
Texas is very friendly to business.
Because these people are able to craft these avatars almost. You know, the Jeff Bezos we see, we don't know who the fuck he really is. Somebody handles a social media account. He has these, like, people taking beautiful photos of him out doing stupid shit and crafting these beautiful messages about how much he cares about the world or whatever the fuck. I mean, he wouldn't have been able to do that in the 80s. If we had the internet in the 80s and Amazon was able to come in and just start taking out businesses left and right and controlling markets everywhere, they would...
Amazon is going to kill the brick and mortar
store. They would be the evil business that you wouldn't want to do, that you wouldn't want to shop at.
They are straight... They are going to be the... They are going to kill brick and mortar.
Which we don't... we don't get those movies anymore. Remember in the 80s? And it even kind of trickled in the 90s. The evil businessman, you know?
Yeah.
Some developer is buying out land that a church is going to be on, and they've got to have a concert.
We have to save the community center.
Right.
Come on, the
and it would just be like this generic guy in a blue like seersucker suit and a fat cigar that would come in and be like,
"Fuck the kids!
I'm gonna make sure they're out of this place one way or another come Sunday. We're starting construction Monday. I don't care if they're chained to the building." Like Heather, you remember a Dean? What was his name? Jason Dean, his dad, and Heather's worked in construction. Yeah, am I the only one here who's seen Heather's?
I've seen it.
His mother dies in the library that they blew up or something.
I've never seen that.
Until I remembered Heather's, I said, I've seen Heather's.
Ha! You're like, there's a fine line.
They're redoing Heather's. They're doing Heather's as a TV show, and the Heather's are all goss. And I was like, you've completely missed a point. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Yeah. Jason Dean was the goss, you idiots.
Anyway. Slater was a psycho.
We need to get one of those Twitter charts for them. You know, with the arrows, the goth nerd. Yeah. plotted out.
Psychopath.
What do they call it? A scatter plot or something like that? Scattergram?
I think that's what they call it.
Scattergram. Landshark. All right. Comics. That's what we were talking about. Deathstroke Defiance. Wrapping up the Defiance storyline for Deathstroke. This is Deathstroke decides to stop being just a mercenary who kills anyone for money and decides to try and make amends with his family and put together a team of heroes, of younger, like kind of his own Teen Titans that he can coach and train. But it doesn't mean he's not a dick, and it's very enjoyable in that respect. Kind of reminds me quite a bit of Magneto and the New Mutants. When Xavier was lost in space or dead or something for some reason, and Magneto was left in charge of raising the New Mutants. That was a bulk of their career, actually. I think they had more time under Magneto's charge than Xavier's.
I never caught that one.
So this is Christopher Priest, who is just a fantastic writer. Some classic art by Larry Hama, Dennis Cowan, and Bill Sienkiewicz.
Sienkiewicz, I'm actually good on that.
Sienkiewicz being one of my favorite artists, who, speaking of New Mutants, did a lot of work with the New Mutants, a lot of classic stuff that actually the movie is going to be based off of, like the Demon Bear saga, or story, I should say, it wasn't saga. And you may know from his inking of Frank Miller's work on The Dark Knight. Very kind of sketchy style to it. Outcast, this is... But it's a fucking Cinemax show. You don't know it by now. Tales of Suspense, Hawkeye and Winter Soldier. This has actually been great. These two together teaming up to try and find... Well, this is be a second one. We'll see. The first issue was great. They're trying to find Black Widow after she died in the last secret crossover of some sort.
Are they going to try and bring her back body back to life?
No, she's like alive and working in secret...
Oh.
Void Trip, issue 3. I read issue 2 last night. I was a little behind on this because I had to wait for issue 1 to come in. And it's been really great. It's all over the place. It's weird as fuck. It's about space hippies doing drugs. And it's actually, it's legitimately funny, too. Who wants it? I think I'm good with that.
Yeah, that bull knocked me out.
Penultimate issue of Metal. Look at that shiny cover.
Damn, look at that.
This is, issue 5. There's going to be one more issue I think we're going to have to wait a couple months for. And I swear, you know, we've talked about how I grew up with more Marvel shit than DC.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of the history of DC Comics, which is crazy. They're constantly kind of reinventing themselves, but still tying it together. You know, somebody comes in, blows up the universe, somebody comes back and stitches it back together, and it's happened numerous times. And these are one of those stories that tries to tie all those things together, so I'm just like, I don't get it. I bought, there's a Hawkman tie-in, and I read that, and I was like, that art was nice. What the fuck just happened in that comic? That was 40 pages of, I don't know what the fuck that was.
Right.
So, we'll see. I've been enjoying it enough for its zaniness. I'll have to go back through and kind of read it all as one go, I think, and maybe get a better idea of the story. Still unsure on where this Moon Knight current run is going, but the art's been pleasant enough that I'm pushing through it. Abbott. takes place in Detroit. I think Saladin Ahmed is actually from Detroit. He might be from Dearborn. This is about, I'm not sure, it's a black woman. She's maybe a detective, maybe not. She seems on some sort of mission. There's some shit going down in Detroit. I'm not sure of the decade. It kind of looks 70s. I would, judging by the camera, if that's any indication, it looks like about the 70s.
Right. I actually saw an article for that in Metro Times.
Yeah. So yeah, he is a local writer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a guy who was doing the Black Bolt series for Marvel.
Oh.
The one with the crazy Peter Lee kind of psychedelic art. A really good series. I think it's wrapping up, actually, as of issue 12. He's going to be still working with Marvel, though, doing The Exiles, which is a reboot of something that I never read from the 90s era of X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And a kind of time-displaced set of heroes, or maybe universally displaced. Maybe I don't know if it was dimensional travel or time travel. Maybe both. Who knows? Kind of a hodgepodge of a team, but Valkyrie's going to be in it. Very much the Valkyrie looking like the one on the most recent Thor movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another version of Wolverine. I can't believe Wolverine died, and there's more Wolverines than when he was alive. But everybody stepped up to be Wolverine. They're pulling in some kind of cartoon baby Wolverine from some bizarre universe, and who knows what the fuck that's going to be.
Right.
Speaking of weirdness, Gerard Way and Steve Orlando are doing a Doom Patrol Justice League crossover. Well, actually, they're doing a whole crossover between the major DC heroes and the Young Animals heroes. So this turnaround, or the first one, is JLA versus Doom Patrol. Milk Wars is the very much written like it's in the Secret Wars font, too. They're straight up ripping out the Secret Wars font and doing Milk Wars for this five-part weekly crossover. I think that's supposed to be Superman with a glass of milk, looking like a milkman on the cover of it.
That's awkward.
That looked strange.
Yeah.
There's another one of, maybe it's even in here. There's probably an ad for the other. Like, the next one is going to have somebody who looks like Batman on the cover, only he's, I'm unsure if he's a chauffeur or a cop. And Wonder Woman is a housewife. Who knows?
Sounds awkward.
Doom Patrol has been kind of awkward, but really strangely beautiful. And Steve Orlando has been writing some good superhero stuff lately. I kind of fell off his JLA stuff, but I think that was more of the rotating subpar artists that were on there. And that's it.
Sounds like a good selection.
Should we do it?
Wait, one more thing before we actually do the theme. You know what a shower thought is?
No idea.
Yes, I think so.
You do?
Like the shower principle. Like most of the best ideas are come up within the shower because your mind is like distracted and not really like focused, like that kind of shit.
Right. You're part of your body is on autopilot.
Yeah.
Because you're in your routine. You don't have to think actively about, you know, well, even rats know how to, like, you know, scrub under their armpits.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
That rat's dying.
Wait.
That's all I'm saying.
Is this going to be about that rat?
No, it's not about the rat.
It's because I saw it and I'm just wondering, like, we had a whole, before The Last Jedi.
Right. Before. Okay. Well,
the movie before that. The J.J. Abrams one. Whatever the fuck that one was called.
Yeah, The Force Awakens.
There was a dude in it who's been dead for like 25 years, and if you didn't tell most people, they didn't know.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you're talking about the actor that played Grand Moff Tarkin that was digitally recreated for...
Yes, dead since like the mid-90s.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. So I'm just saying, like, really, you think it's really not that hard to do that with a rat?
Okay, but why? First of all, why
because
if you did that?
The internet. Because it would go viral and idiots like us would sit here and talk about it.
That rat was... First of all, if you've ever seen a rat groom itself, that's what it does. It's the only reason it looks like he's showering is because he's covered in soap. But he's probably covered in soap by accident, and he's probably trying to get it off of himself. That's why he keeps grooming himself obsessively.
Like, have you guys seen this video?
It is not faked.
No, I haven't.
It is certainly not faked, I can tell you that.
Because Mandy showed it to me this morning. I was like, I don't know. I guess I'm officially that cynical.
I felt bad for everyone on Twitter. Was like, this is amazing. This rat is taking a shower like a human. Oh, and I'm like, no, it's covered in soap and freaking out and trying to get it off of him.
Hmm.
Well, first of all, rats. An animal's like fur has a certain, you know, character to it that assists them in keeping them warm, keeping them dry if they get wet. You know.
Oh, here we go.
There he is. Where is he?
Requested this music, by the
way. I'm unclear to where he is.
He looks like he's in a little shower drain. There's a little drain.
Right. He's covered in soap and he's...
What you be? Look at this.
This is crazy.
He's rubbing his face. He's rubbing his belly.
He's trying to shower. He's like, get this shit off of me now.
I don't know why he keeps going to his mouth. Like, he's licking it going like, what the fuck
is
this?
His taste different. What is this?
Yeah, this isn't feces.
Why did they slow mo him?
Because this person's probably under 30. He posted this. Because there's always got to be the slow motion and everything.
Yeah. Thanks, Apple.
Well, it started to come into porn, too, and it's starting to annoy me.
Oh.
What? Showering Stop. Rats in your porn?
No, the.
Yeah, what the hell?
The slow motion shit that all the millennials love. It started to show up occasionally in porn videos.
They do the money shots where it's like he shoots his load and then they go back and they slow-mo with the hitting her in the face.
Jesus.
That's so dumb.
Or they'll do it with the butt cheeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like my porn all natural.
Do they slow the sound down too?
Or yes.
So that it's like...
So it sounds Porn you're watching, Mikey B.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Turkey
not,
porn?
Yeah.
I wasn't talking about...
Horse?
Yes.
Rats showering. Shower thoughts... what Reddit calls shower thoughts, the miniature epiphanies you have that highlight the oddities within the familiar, is how they describe it. These sound like stoner thoughts to me.
Yeah, though. It does.
These are... Okay, I'll just give you an example of some of these. And you tell me if these are the type of thoughts you would have while... showering or while smoking a blunt?
Wait, this sounds like some type of game show.
Oh, no, I don't have multiple... you can game show it up however you like, but I don't have, like... all I have is a list of shower thoughts. You decide. Hmm. You make the call.
You choose your own.
Is this adventure. Something that you would listen, think of while you
were
showering?
You know what? It's always just an excuse to play this song, all right?
If every week we could find an excuse to listen to the Price is Right theme. Do you have the hip-hop ones queued up? Because those are my favorite.
Oh, there's a whole...
Okay.
All right.
Reading is just looking at a dead piece of wood for hours and hallucinating.
Whoa.
Stoner.
That's deep shit.
Should we say shower or stoner?
I mean...
Well, everybody's new favorite game. Shower or stoner?
You could say that...
Same time.
You do almost hallucinate when you read, right? You're kind of recreating what's happening in your head. You're envisioning it in a certain way. I don't know. The more immature a show is, the more likely it is to say intended for mature audiences. How are we defining maturity? Like, because it's gory and there's boobs in it, that's immature? Is immature to like gory movies and boots?
This person sucks.
That doesn't track.
That's a term from that thought. That thought sucks.
This guy's a killjoy.
Take it up with Disco Booze, not me.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't write
that. That person sucks.
Drinking enough water is the turn it off and back on again of health problems. That one I agree with. They're like, oh, are you drinking enough water? Like, I'm really constipated. Are you drinking enough water? Oh, I'm shitting too much. Maybe you're not drinking enough water. I'm getting sick all the time. Probably
water.
Not drinking all the water. My blood pressure's high. How many ounces of water do you drink a day? As many as I need. Shut the fuck up. Like, everybody has a different...
Oh, now I get what they're saying.
But drinking enough water is the, quote, turn it off and back on again of health problems. So, like, you call tech support, and they're like, did you turn your computer off?
Yeah,
like, yeah. No shit. All right. Your birthday is your actual New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Me too.
Again,
like,
all of the blunt, you know, that stoner thought.
Well, okay, but yeah, no, I'm going to give that
real
one.
New Year's Day, man.
I'm going to give you that one because, yeah, the year starts over for you starting that day.
Yeah, my year started on my birthday. Your year starts on your birthday.
Right. I mean, Do you think you were, I know you wouldn't remember, but probably confused on your first birthday, depending on where you were born in your life. It hasn't been a year yet, has it? I never something. I came in late to this party.
Yeah, I know.
Only been here 3 months. Another year already? How fast do these years go? The feeling of not having to work tomorrow is better than the feeling of not having to work today. So,
yeah, if you can plan.
If you're at work and you don't have to work tomorrow, that's better than not being at work and anticipating having to work tomorrow.
Right.
Not knowing having to work tomorrow is. This is a hip hop one.
Okay. Humans have perfected survival to the point where will it pay to experience simulated danger. Scary movies, roller coasters, etc.
That's stoner thought.
Yeah.
That. No, I think that's just a straight up scientific thought. Yeah. Like, I don't. That's not any. That's not news. That's not really that. I know it sounds abstract, but it's common sense. Like, we have perfected survival. There's less people starving. There's less people dying of violence and war and whatnot. But we live across the world, relatively speaking, very.
Rob St. Mary,
safe lives.
Formerly of Projection Booth Podcast, available on ChristopherMedia.net, projection-booth.com, says that this is the greatest time in history to be alive. We and
100%.
And we've lost perspective of that.
And 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it'll continue to be the best time to be alive until we all kill ourselves.
Yeah,
exactly. Hey.
Every single knife is cutting-edge technology.
Heyo!
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's more of a slapstick.
Yeah, that's
joke.
Is that it? Is there a deeper layer to that that I'm not getting? Is that it's, just dumb?
Yeah,
it's another dumb. Pile of assholes.
All right. Salt and pepper are technically Spice Girls. Lay. That is a bad Twitter joke. That is just a bad Twitter joke. Get that shit off of Reddit. Put that on Twitter where it belongs. Hey, the Spice Girls are coming back. You guys ready? They're coming back this year.
Is the redhead with them?
Good. Yeah, they're all there. They actually look better than they did back in the day.
Oh. Ooh.
You don't know concentration until you have to carry an ice tray filled with water from the sink to the freezer.
Get out of here. You're just being uncoordinated.
I just spill it. I mean, yeah, why is everybody so weirded out about water? Like,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I might have to get a paper towel and clean it
up. If it's hot coffee, I'm going to be like, concentrate on that. Don't want to spill it because it's going to go on my foot or some shit. Or stain the carpet or some shit. If you don't get a yearly raise, your salary is being deducted by inflation. That is not a shower thought. That is a CPA thought. That is your manager speaking. Like, this is... That's just... I mean, I think it's a thought that not a lot of people have, but again, this is just common sense. Your inner child is older than your inner adult. If a vampire bites a zombie, does the zombie turn into a vampire, or does the vampire turn into a zombie? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah. First of all, a vampire wouldn't bite a zombie, because why would it?
Yeah, can't smell blood. There's no blood.
Yeah, idiots.
A paycheck to you is a bill to someone else. Military surplus stores make you buy equipment that you already paid for. Military surplus stores.
Well, kind of.
100 years ago, almost everyone owned a horse, and only the rich owned cars.
See where so in 100 years, we're going to own a plane?
Today, almost everyone has cars, and only the rich have horses. This is kind of like a twist on Rich Man, Poor Man. Yeah, like maybe Adam Carolla could do this one. Not where it's at the same for both the super rich and the super poor, but... ways where the tables have flipped. I think that's a good one. Is the EA in P silent? That's kind of more of a visual joke, I think. But you get it, right?
Oh, the P-E-A?
Yes, P. Yes.
Like the vegetable?
Yes. In the vegetable, P. Is the EA in P silent? You have to have two vowels in order to make that letter a word.
P-A.
No, because then it would be... I don't know. I guess if it didn't have any vowels on the end of it, if you said, I ate a P.
Yeah.
Well,
peas.
I think you want to differentiate between P-E-A and P-E-E as right. well, right? That's probably the bigger one.
P-E.
No one's going to think you ate a word, but they could think that you ate P. you don't want them thinking that.
No.
Well, actually, no. Water sports don't even exist, according to Fox News.
What?
They're saying that the Trump pee tape cannot exist because where do you sleep? People just don't pee on each other because it would get all over the bed, and then where are you going to sleep anymore?
Wow. Like,
do you not understand? Like, yeah. you think if people are so into S&M, they're going to spend thousands of dollars on leather and studs. They're not going to get some rubber sheets or some shit or figure it out, go in the shower, do what they need to do. Right. Like, they're going to get their rocks off the way they want to get their rocks off. But, hey, it doesn't exist.
Nope. Doesn't exist.
I think I said the same thing on Unregimented, but this comes from a woman, obviously, because this is somebody who's never had to sleep in the wet spot. Hide and seek should be an Olympic event set in the Olympic Village.
Get them out of here.
Am I missing something there?
You're going to pile of assholes.
All right. You know, there's a lot of these. I mean, maybe we won't hit all of them today. Books are actually tattooed trees. False. Well, if foods were priced by how many calories they contain, more people would have access to healthy food.
It's possible.
And unhealthy food has plenty of calories. Calories is not the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the type of calories that you get. Volcanoes just sleep for 10,000 years, wake up really mad, get everything out, and then fall asleep for another 10,000 years.
Assholes.
Yeah.
If the universe is a simulation that is light speed, the original game. Never mind. Maybe I'll find it. Oh, we're almost done. You never realize how little shampoo a rat needs. No. You never realize how little shampoo you really need until the bottle is about empty. It is true that most people grossly overuse the shampoo.
Yeah.
And the dish soap. Just try a little bit, like an edible. Start low, go slow, or whatever it is. You know, a little bit of dish soap. You need a little bit more. Squirt some more in there. Be surprised how much you can get away with. If you work the night shift, technically you can always say you've got the day off. You could say that, but you'd still be an asshole.
Yeah.
You could say whatever you want. That doesn't make you right or any less of an asshole. Amazon probably ship more empty space each year than actual product.
What, huh?
These are from the type of assholes that claim that are mad about the amount of quote-unquote air in their Lay's potato chip bag.
Oh, one of those. Oh, get the fuck out of here. If your shit was broken, you'd care more.
Yes, I'd rather have all of my chips smashed down to less than an eighth of an inch piece square and just be in a flat bag with no air in it, and then I could just dump them all into my mouth, open up the bag, lick the inside, and throw it away.
More.
Yeah.
You can do basic math. You can look at the bag and figure out how much you're actually getting in there and how much it's going to cost you. Although, how many comedians did it take making jokes about the discrepancy between the amount of hot dogs that one buys and the amount of buns before they finally fix that problem?
Remember Tin Father of the Bride?
Is it?
Steve Martin, the remake. He freaks out in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's
trying to buy the correct amount so that he has no waste.
Yeah, what was he doing? He was taking two buns out of the...
Oh, yeah.
So he'll mash the hot dogs.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was part of his breakdown.
Yeah, because he's paying for the wedding. He was like, I don't need two extra buns.
Is that what it is? They would package like eight buns and then six hot dogs?
Yes.
Ridiculous. Why would they do that? It's obviously a conspiracy.
I know, right?
That's when you put peanut butter and jelly on the other ones.
You know, I think you can go both ways. I tried that on my kids the other day. I ran out of hot dog buns. Because I tried to zap it for a few seconds, and I didn't realize I set it too high. And then I ended up like...
Y'all been zapped.
I like fossilized the hamburger bun, so I wrapped it in bread, and they're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's how I was like,
it's essentially the same thing.
It's fucking bread. Like, the... What do you mean? It's...
Yeah, exactly. It's still bread.
Just cooked different.
Yeah. All right.
Nope. They tossed it. They're like, I'd rather just eat this wiener naked.
Yeah.
This is garbage food out of here, Dan.
What is this? This is sad.
When's Valentine's Day?
February 14th.
Yes.
Oh, this would be perfect then.
It's a new day.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day Cannabis Gift Guide. Now, I can't take any credit for this. This is posted by marijuana.com. You can find it on their website.
Sorry.
My name is Cupid Valentino. Marijuana users have more sex. I don't know why it starts with that one, but that's when it starts with. Well, I mean, I guess it's relevant. I guess, I don't know. Honestly, I don't have a lot of good experience with Valentine's Day. Even when I was with somebody at the time, it was like always about what was expected to happen versus just whatever. I don't know. Let's not get into the politics of the holiday. I don't want to Scrooge on this.
I found somebody holiday like I do. Fuck about Valentine's
every
Day.
Other one,
so it
but
is great.
But I, you know, I think there's a lot more of like what the man is expected to do versus what the man is expected to get.
I'm expected to
Valentine's Day's recently.
Well, I'm expected to do nothing.
There you go.
I'm expected to acknowledge it. It's about it.
Right. Does anybody even talk about the tradition of this tradition? Like what the background is purely commercial. Right?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Mandy says we should tell each other we love each other every day. And I agree, because then it means I don't have to buy you shit on February 14th.
Yeah, but you buy your shit, right?
Yeah.
No?
No?
No, I mean...
Oh, anyway. In general, yes.
You do in general, like...
Yes.
It's that... Like, wouldn't you rather just, like, get shit for no reason throughout the course of a year rather than expect... And be mad if it doesn't happen on one day of the year because Hallmark said that that's what you should be doing.
Yes, I agree. But the Cannabis Gifts Guide, everybody.
Oh, yay! Right, yeah. See, I told you. Maybe I shouldn't read this. I'm bitter.
Yep.
1906 High Love Beans? Is that the...
Wait.
What's with the year 1906? Is that a year designation or are there actually 1906... Love beans in there? The fuck is a love bean? Aphrodisiac chocolate beans. Chocolate doesn't make you horny. I mean, chocolate's good for post-sex.
Each one of these beans has 5 milligrams of THC.
I like that. I mean,
chocolate-covered coffee beans.
So it's a way to kind of portion it out. You can decide that, you know, I want 25 milligrams. So you take 5 of them.
Yeah.
And then you stop remembering how to do math. And
you shove a fistful in your mouth.
Or you forget that they're actually cannabis and you're watching a movie and you're eating them like they're gobstoppers.
Well, they also have, supposedly they have a...
At the end of the movie, it just says blitz.
And next thing you know, you're in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it says, too, they have a couple of herbs in them that are aphrodisiacs when paired with cannabis.
Yeah, like what? Clam juice?
Is it Mira? Damiana? Mirapuama?
What?
Bullshit. And
ashwagandha?
Camel shit.
Are herbs used to address a variety of issues, including problems with sexual performance. Paired with cannabis, they provide even more benefit in the bedroom. That's 5 aphrodisiacs in one small piece of candy.
See, here, the thing is that... products that really work, like Viagra, that make a difference, aren't being... the evidence is right there. Like, they're not being sold over-the-counter for $2 for a package of 2 labeled as horny goat weed at the convenience store, right? The shit... The only shit that actually works, people immediately make a product out of it and make money off of it.
Yes.
There's not like companies that, hey, we've discovered these secret herbs and spices or whatever the fuck that are going to make people horny on their dates.
It's called alcohol.
Like, if it worked, it would be everywhere. It would be no
chocolates.
Secret. I don't know. What else? See? I can't do this. Maybe I'm being nice.
Choco-lust.
Choco-lust.
Chocolates.
Isn't that sweet? They like,
so they don't do anything.
Heart shape. They're heart shaped. It's just an edible. pretty nice.
Zero THC. Next.
I think.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I think that they should make them as two separate pieces of a heart, and then you have to put them together. Or make a seam in the middle, and you break it apart.
Yes.
And then make a wish. Apart. You make a wish on it. I wish that you'd never leave my side.
No.
Lord Jones All Natural Gumdrops. This is candy.
Yeah.
This is all candy.
Yeah, what is this shit?
Where's the sex lube?
Yeah. The medicated sex lube.
Kush cards with a K.
Oh.
And you just stop right there.
Yep.
Kush cards, that's enough. They were going to go with cool Kush cards, but they're like, Maybe not.
Nope. Bad idea.
Just leave the cool off.
Yeah.
So it's like Valentine's you used to pass it to your class, only with weed in them.
Cool.
I like that idea. You are my perfect match, it says. In the little space for one to insert a joint. Doesn't even look like it closes, though, right? It's just a card.
Right.
It's an open card. What do we do? Is this Love Boat? Something?
Love's Theme by Barry White.
Oh, right.
Valentine's Day.
Peace Pipe. 24 karat gold. Okay, what is that?
Yeah, it's like
a
little.
Is that on a keychain?
Is that a butt plug?
Yeah, no, right.
Sorry.
It does kind of look like one of those.
Yeah.
Kind of vibrating pieces.
Yeah.
You know. Weird. Actually, it's kind of a neat way to smuggle it.
Yeah. Anyway. Honey. Yeah.
I mean, it's all gold, so like, it's not going to hurt your body, right? You know, it's like an earring. It's not like you get the cheap earring and it gives you an infection.
Fucking ear turns
like you
green.
Could stuff this up your butthole and not get rashy. Just saying.
There you go.
Right. Mikey likes that idea. I'm like, sick of the cops catching my shit. My stash is going up my asshole next time. They want it, they're going to die for it.
They're going to die for it.
Yeah, I got shit on me, but you got to earn it.
Worth it.
What else? Can Candescent Connect pre-roll? What does this come with? Paint swatches? What is this shit?
Yeah, Pantone colors.
This comes with it. This is a joint that comes with instructions. It's got an envelope. Candescent of California, premium, ultra premium flower. It's a 1 gram pre-roll, and I wish they would show a better shot of what that is. It looks like it's ranking them by number.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. Definitely has instructions or some sort of game.
That looks fancy.
What the hell is this?
Airizer Extreme Q Vaporizer.
Ooh.
It looks...
Even looks has like a remote control.
It looks like that bag thing that would be connected to
volcano.
The iron lung or something.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like in the movies.
Volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. I was talking about, like, you know...
Oh, the polio tanks?
Right. Yeah something like that.
Okay.
Like the external breathing lung thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's some sort of bag on here. Yeah, this is kind of funky. Like, it kind of looks high-tech. I think it has... Is that a USB port on the front? I don't know. But it also kind of looks retro at the same time, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It's like a blender.
I dig it.
Yeah. This next one.
I don't know if I'm ever going to make a full transition to vape to invest in a piece like that.
I wouldn't. You know? But that's me.
But if you know your significant other likes to vape hardcore like that, this is one of the. This looks like a top of the line.
Yeah.
What's next?
Next is pointless. Just smoke weed.
Candles?
Yeah.
That smell like weed?
Yes.
That is defeating
cannabis
the point.
Cannabis strain-inspired candle.
That is defeating the point.
Next.
But you light the candle to cover up the smell of weed.
Yeah, I do sometimes, yes.
Or you just light a candle because you want to smell the candle.
Right.
And you smoke a joint when you want to smell the weed. What's this? Papa and Barkley Relief Massage Oil. There we go. Foria. There it is. Yep, knew it was on this list. The sex lubes come out. Well, I see what they did there. You know, give some candy, get a joint, pack the pipe, get high off the vaporizer, light some candles, and get your groove on. That sounds like an all right Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't complain about that.
Wait.
You know, throw in a pizza. What am I waiting for exactly here? What's going on?
Is this the right version?
I don't know if I've ever heard this.
Yeah, what is this?
Stone Love, the Supremes. This is not what I was looking for. Hey, so what's after the Foria? Like, food?
Oh, no, that was it.
That's it, boy.
Yeah, they should have thrown another snack at the end, like...
Just a picture of a cheeseburger.
Jerky. A sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Panini.
A sandwich and a... Lay your head on this cannabis pillow to pass out.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.